Medicare ICA are typically done at the Albany facility, which requires vaccinations for its employees and for anyone working there. Quote Dr. Sicaria.
Hi, it's Holly Tanner.
And Justin Weaver.
We're from Something to Talk About, and you're listening to 90.7 FM.
WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Kravitz & Son Roofing, a local family-owned and operated full-service roofing company for more than 48 years. Specializing in residential and commercial roof construction, repair, maintenance, and replacement using high quality and affordable roofing products. Information at 518-567-4026 or online at KravitzandSonRoofing.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bob Wills Architecture of Rhinecliff, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Composer Wang Lu was inspired by her childhood memory of music.
You don't know what I've been through. Let me share my story with you. All the things that he brought me through, my stormy days and my rainy days. You don't know all the tears I've cried, the things I've kept bottled up inside, trying my best to be strong, waiting on God and holding on. You don't know what I had to endure, and you wonder why I'm so sure. See you.
You just don't know. You don't know. You don't know. Tell somebody you just don't know.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, beloved. It is me, Pastor Kimmy, Perpetual Optimist, working with that mute button again. you should see audio engineer, brother and friend saying, unmute, unmute, unmute. and he's shaking his head at me. To know me is to love me. Isn't that right? Amen. Good morning, Brother Martin. How are you today?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. And I was just looking at the Bible verse of the day, and it was my Bible verse that I that I get from the verseofthedaycom, and it's Psalms 34:3. Glorify the Lord with me, and let us all exalt His name together.
You almost got me to singing on the air right now.
There we go.
Go ahead and clap your hands with me. Come on and praise the Lord with me. Yes, beloved. I'm with Mr. Zacardi Cortez this morning, beloved. You don't know. You just don't know. Oh my God. If you knew my story, if I knew your story, we'd be praising Him together. Amen. We'd be praising God together. God is good. Even on a bad day, God is a good God. Just gotta look through the dimness, the darkness, the despair, and see that God is there. And that's why I can come and say with integrity today, there is a bright side somewhere. And yes, beloved, I just can't help myself. I thank God that I am your perpetual optimist. Amen. And there's a bright side somewhere. I was watching somebody on YouTube, I think it was, or TV for a minute. I'm not sure. But they were talking about how they always look for the bright side of the situation. It was somebody who had gone through something, and the person they were in being interviewed by was asking them, you know, how they made it through that situation, and, you know, glad to see them come out of it. And they said, I just try to find the bright side to it. And sometimes in doing that, you just find yourself laughing at the stupidest thing, or maybe something that you remember that God brings to your remembrance just to lighten the moment for you, lighten the load a little bit. Well, that's what we try to do here, too. We try to do that for you with music with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, we are going to play some music for you. I just want to give a shout out to all of the men and women who gathered yesterday all around our nation, all around the nation. It was wonderful to see all of the shots on television of the various marches and rallies and gatherings to support women and women's health care, women's health care. And I'm going to say it right here. I'm going to say it right here. You cannot separate reproductive health care from women's health care. Amen. All of those motor works that we have, hallelujah, amen, are important. And we're here not just to reproduce, amen, as some people would have us to say, but we have a complex mode of operation that we have been blessed with, and all of it needs our health care without people who don't have those parts trying to tell us what to do. Oh, don't let me go there today. But snaps and claps to all of the men and the women, and to the organizers here in Columbia County, the rally in the city of Hudson. I don't know if people came from all around the county to Hudson or if there were rallies going on in different parts of the county, but Brother Randall and I were there at the one in Hudson, and he is like the audio engineer for Columbia County and beyond. Everything that happens here, he's there helping it happen. And we are very blessed to have him. And what I do on Sunday mornings and Tuesday afternoons, too, couldn't do it without him. So snaps and claps to him, all of you. And if you're in the area and you see him, just give him a snap and a clap, because we don't get a check. So give him a pat or something. Amen. This is community radio, beloved. And hallelujah. That means that we are not censored or scripted. Praise the Lord. Yes, we have music with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul for you today. And first up on our list is Do It, Lord, by Miss Jacqueline Carr and Benjamin Dubay. And Have Your Way, Mr. J.J. Harrison. Do It, Lord, Have Your Way. Speak to My Heart. Donnie McKirkland comes with that song. And The Call. Ask God to speak. Now we got to listen for The Call. Isabel Davis gives us that one. And While I'm Waiting, Mr. Travis Green featuring Chandler Moore. And after all of that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for Sunday, the first Sunday of October. 10 months, almost all gone under our belts. Well, we're in the 10th month now. So let's get going with this music to make the day a little bit brighter in your way. Thank you, Lord.
This great worshiper by the name of Jacqueline Carr.
Do it, Lord.
Oh, do it, Lord.
so wrong. Oh, yeah, just like the prodigal son. Oh, Jesus, here is my prayer. Oh, I thought it was right, but from now on, this is my cry.
Jesus,
I need you.
my God. We want you to be magnified, and we want you to have your way. Have your way in this place. Have your way in us tonight, God. Have your way, have your way, have your way.
Lord, we need an outpour of your Spirit. Fill this place. Yeah.
This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. And we are here to bring you music with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul, because there is a bright side somewhere. Don't you go nowhere. You stay right there. We have more music back to back. Then I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
Oh, Holy Spirit, we welcome you into our lives and into our hearts. We need you. Almighty God, we need you right now. Reveal your glory and pour your Spirit out. Almighty God, we need you right now. Reveal
kick defeat out the door. God's doing a new thing, yeah. Get ready for overflow, 'cause I'm getting ready.
Maneuver the jet ski, 'cause I serve a God that parted the Red Sea. Multi-million dollar commercials for Pepsi, from food stamps to more ice than Gretzky. I don't gotta talk, the Lord defends me. I watch them all fall for going against me, 'cause me and all my angels shot the devil up. While you was trying to pull me down, I leveled up. I leveled up twice, I leveled up three times. He tapped them and told them she's mine. So even when I cried, I knew I'd be fine. Prepared for a miracle blessing in these times. Now praise him, raise him, name it, claim it. Every tongue that rises up against me, shame it. I breathe success in and out my lungs. Got the power of life and death coming out my tongue.
Praise the Lord, beloved. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready for the overflow. Yes, I am. Y'all got a part of me today. I'm multitasking. I keep putting myself on the mute button. But I'm back. I'm back. And so this is what I want to share with you today. So listen up. I know it probably speaks to some of y'all that have had a similar experience. If not, just listen to my story. But have you ever almost drowned? Well, I guess you can guess by now, I did. I almost drowned. I was about 9 or 10 years old, and I was at the Atlantic Ocean at the Jersey Shore. And I was visiting with my father, who had come in from California with his new family. So it was good to see them. And, you know, we were having this old fashioned family gathering at the beach. And my grandmother had children that were my age. I had an uncle that was just a year or two older than me named Richard. I have an uncle named Richard. And anyway, so Richard and I were out there, and we're swimming and we're frolicking in the web, in the water. And all of a sudden, I get caught by something that I later learned is called an undertow. And I start to go down. And Richard, who's not far from me, realizes that I'm in distress. And like, I'm about 9 or 10, so he's about 11 or 12. And he realizes I'm in distress, and he comes over to me, and he gets caught in this thing. And we're both, you know, grasping, trying to get above the waves. And I remember just climbing on top of him and trying to get my head above the water. And I'm sure, even though I was small and light, that my weight was pushing him down. In any event, the next thing I know, I'm waking up on the beach, and this big white belly is over me. And I'm trying to figure out why is this big white belly over me? Of course, you know, everyone explained to us what had happened, and that, you know, this gentleman had rescued me. I don't know who pulled Richard out, but we did both come out alive, of course. And so what happens to a person who almost drowns? well, my grandmother and my father was like, don't tell your mom, because, you know, she's not going to let you go to the Jersey Shore with us anymore. And you know, and she's not even going to let you get in the bathtub without a life preserver on. So, you know, don't say anything. So I did that. I kept that secret for a little while, and I began to have nightmares about it. And then eventually, you know, because of my nightmares, I had to tell my mom what happened. She didn't stop me from going to the Jersey Shore with my family. She did not stop me from swimming. And what happened was I became a better swimmer. Around about the age of 13, I was at the beach in North Carolina visiting my cousin and her husband, who was a Marine. And he got a cramp while we were out in the water. And I was able to buoy him up and get him and call for help at the same time and buy him time and try and tow him in. And so, in essence, I saved his life. And so, you know, that's what I wanted to talk about for a minute, is that, you know, when you go through something that's devastating, there's two things that can really happen. One, it can, you know, maybe shut you down and shut you off from life and from people. But the other is that, and it's what God wants for us, is that we become stronger. We become better at life, at surviving. We become better at living. And so, you know, there are things that are going on in our culture, in our country right now, that people who have gone through some things, they come to the table with an attitude, a perspective that, you know what, this almost took me out. I almost drowned. And so I'm going to do what I can with the wisdom that I have gained and the strength that I have gained, the better understanding and the better reality that I have now, having had that experience, to help others, to save others, to help save others. So, beloved, you know, I wanted to talk about my drowning story and how when you go through some things, it can make you bitter or it can make you better. And there are a lot of people who are better for having gone through the struggles of being a woman. We talk about the struggles of being Black and the struggles of being a Black woman, but there are struggles of being a woman that we all share as well, those of us who have that double X chromosome and all of the information that is contained in it and all of the biological and physiological things that are contained in it. There are those of us who have gone through some things, and as people were saying at the rally yesterday, you know, I'm sorry that I have to fight this fight again. I thought we had won this fight. I thought we had finished this fight. It sounds to me like, you know, even some of the women who marched for women's voting rights and for the rights of people, of Black people and people of color to vote, I thought we had this fight. I thought we won this fight. Not having a voice, not having a choice, it almost killed us, but we fought. And so here we are. And I, you know, I just put this out there because there are some who just don't understand. They don't have the experience that we have. They don't have the knowledge. They don't have the strength and the understanding, the experience that we have that keeps us going and keeps us out there and keeps us pushing, you know. And it brings me also to, you know, thinking about my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you know, who saw man drowning, mankind, humanity drowning in the wiles of the adversary of God and man. We call Lucifer, Satan, the devil. He saw us drowning, beloved, and came to rescue us, came to save us. And some, you know, going through this experience, these various vicissitudes of life that are put before us, put in our way. The scriptures say that our adversary, the devil, goes like a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And so those experiences and engagements with that other entity, it makes some people better and it makes some people bitter. Understanding that we're up against something, and but God has not left us vulnerable to it. God has given us weapons of warfare. God has given us the word of God. God has given us the power of prayer, the power of touching and agreeing in prayer, the power of his word. It does not return to him void, but prospers where he sends it. The power of the name of his son, Jesus, that is given above every name. There's just so much that we can use, amen, as we go through life, that we don't have to perish. Word of God says God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him would not have to perish but have eternal life. Yeah, beloved, you know, I always say, and many other people do too, that the things we go through is not just about us. It's for somebody else. It's to help somebody else too. And so I speak from that experience. I relate my story about almost drowning, but there are several other times of near-death experiences in my life. And I understand that it was just the adversary trying to get me off this planet so I could not reach and teach and touch lives. But I'm still here. Amen. And I'm here to declare you don't quit in the dip, beloved, because there is a bright side somewhere. Richard and I have gone on to do many things. And he's a retired man now, living comfortably in a beautiful state with nice warm weather, 365 days a year. Hallelujah. We have gone on to try to reach and touch other people and help make their lives better. Sometimes, like with my family, looking at us out there in the water, seeing our arms flailing around, they misinterpreted what they were seeing. They didn't realize we were in distress. And beloved, there are people that are around us today, and we may misinterpret what was actually going on with them. But let's look a little deeper, and let's look a little closer. Let's look a little harder, and not just, you know, interpret on the surface what we see, but by the wisdom and the grace of the perspective of God, we can help help save a life, help make a life a better life. This is my spiritual social commentary for today, beloved. And I just thank God that I get a chance to come this way and share the things that's in my mind and in my heart with you out there. I know some of y'all like it because you keep coming back, and I like that. We're going to come back, too. We got more music for you. Music with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Listen, I love this one. Wow. I'm waiting. This is Mr. Travis Green. Yes. While I'm waiting. Well, we're not going to let you wait no longer. Here it is.
So I will wait, I will I'm waiting, I'm getting stronger. My faith is rising, and I will run on. While I'm waiting, I'm lifting up on good and evil. I believe I will trust in you.
Beloved, I still believe, and I will trust in the Lord. Well, it's almost time for me to get out of here. I just want to say happy birthday to all the October birthdays. May you have a wonderful month of celebrating your life and enjoy the Lord and your life. We're in autumn now, so, you know, dress accordingly, stay well, hydrate. God bless you till we speak again. Until the next time, remember, no matter how dark the day, how gray the clouds and low they hang, the sun is still there, you know, bright side somewhere. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I'm out. Moving on.
I'm a tell you a little story. Listen, I'm closing chapters and I'm turning pages. Glory to glory, from faith to faith, I'm moving on. And go.